obviously have a great love of Blackpool and the adjacent areas.
I had, yes.
You'd regard the Bride Valley as a special place.
Pardon?
You would regard the Bride Valley, this whole valley, as a special place.
Oh,
you?
Very special place. I really think that over 100 years or 150 years ago, I really think it was isolated from the city of Cork, that it was a place unto its own.
Mm.
A place that people would refer to as Blackpool, and not even mention Cork.
So where do you think the dark pool part of it actually came from? It would have been...
Well, Blackpool...
Sometime people must have...
Blackpool was a very boggy area, and there was three different rivers coming into Blackpool.
Mm.
And it was really... a very boggy area, and it took them a long time to get the rivers to run to get the rivers
proper
to run
courses for them.
Into one course.
Yeah.
And I'm just looking for a little bit here now. Anyway, they got them to run into one river, and it carries on through the northern part of the city and down into the River Lee.
Yeah.
But what did you say then?
Oh, I just say. Well, has the physical appearance of the area changed much over the last 60 years or so?
It has. Blackpool was made up of a lot of lanes, small lanes.
Yeah.
And the people lived down there, most of them were related to one another.
Yeah.
Then
those big anonymous blocks of flats were put up. Changed those, I suppose.
I described Blackpool as a comfortable and long-established district, nestling between the hills of Ferncleary and the heights of Ferncleary. And I said, from such a hard and humble beginning, there are now many fine buildings and splendid streets. From Hatton's Alley, where was situated the original Blackpool.
Oh, all right.
There was some leatherworks or something there, and the water took on...
Dark
colour,
yeah.
And of course that was Blackpool, Ling Dovan Irish.
Yeah.
The streets and lanes have spread out northwards. There is Great Wilmore Brown Street, Brocklesby Street, where our beloved school is situated, Commons Road, Thomas Davis Street, called after the great Irishman who said, educate that you may be free, Dublin Street and Dublin Hill, Mellor Road and Millfield Village. Then towards the city, there's the Watercourse Road, O'Connell Street, called after the great statesman who won emancipation for the Catholic Irish. Then, to manifest the genuine core of its honest Irishness, let the long list of the lanes of Blackpool be written. Spring Lane, Welch's Lane, Green Lane, Foster's Lane, Slattery's Lane, Whirlwind's Lane, Broad Lane, Narrow Lane, Sunday School Lane, Quarry Lane, Peacock Lane, and Keller's Lane.
Mm.
That was Blackpool, compact, close, you see.